heard him speak on Facebook. He's preached at Pastor Dave Clinton's a couple of times. Amen. I was waiting for the right moment and the right time to get him to come. Amen. But somehow or another, he hits me up on Facebook. Amen. Facebook has this thing called Messenger. Amen. We begin to talk. Amen. Before, I'm not going to get into a difficult testimony. Amen. I've learned one thing about him. He is serious about the Lord. And as I learned, amen, I like, before we have preachers to come preach, I like to get to know about their lifestyle and how they begin to know the Lord. Amen. His story, amen, if you want to say that, his testimony, amen, is different from some of our lifestyles, amen. We all have come from different backgrounds and have learned about Jesus, but his background is totally different from how we know about Christ. And I know he's going to share that, amen, but I'm just going to tell you this. He is a man of God. He don't play around. He's going to give you the word of God. And one thing I've learned, that he is about his Father's business.
Amen.
His Father's business is we got to save souls. Amen. I've heard some of the messages he's preaching. And he is doing what his Father has called him to do. Amen. I'm going to present to others, and I'm going to introduce to some and present to others. Amen. Some people call him brother, but I already entitled him as an evangelist, as a minister. So I'm going to turn this service into the hands of evangelist Tim Jeans. Let's receive him with a heart of amen. God is good. He's good all the time.
Amen.
Morning, noon, and night. There's no other one like Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on, Sister Kelly. She's going to come sing our heart out to us this morning. But I'm thankful for what the Lord has done in my life. And in a few minutes, I'll share a little bit about that. But God is an amazing God. His love
brings
us so far to where we couldn't even look up to see. Amen. By the time I think that microphone comes on.
He knew your name before any of us knew your name. Amen. Hey, I want to do something a little different before I read from the Bible this morning. But if you're saved and you know you're saved, how about you stay? You know without a shadow of doubt, you know where you're going. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. Praise God. Well, let's give them a hand clap that you know what you're saved. Amen. I'm glad that you're saved. You can be crazy. But before I begin here this morning, I want to thank your pastor for asking us to come. We're very thankful for that. We're thankful for all that the Lord's done for us in our life.
Amen.
Now, I was not raised in church. I was not raised in church. My mother was raised in church all her life. But I was not. But for 20 years, I was an atheist. Amen. I was an atheist. Praise the Lord. And then when my wife would get trying me to come to church with her. Sometimes it happens. But anyway, my wife had asked me to come to church, and I had been going for, I guess, a couple of months. But I still didn't believe there was a God. You know, I cursed God every day. Every single day for 20 years because I hated God. Amen. But then I was going to church, and then they had the revival. And on that Monday night, I met the Lord. I didn't plan going to church to be saved, but when I went there, I found Jesus.
Amen.
The same Jesus of the Bible. Not some fake Jesus that some people have made up in their minds that he's, you know, this or that. But he is Jesus. And he is the Savior of the world. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's what they got to know who Jesus is. All right, I'm going to begin in 1 John this morning, I believe. You have it, say amen. One's got it. That's good. That means someone's got fast fingers. Amen. But I'm so thankful for what God has done. There's no God like our God.
Amen.
You go over in the book of Daniel, it says there's no God like the God of Daniel. Amen. When you're there to stand in reverence to God's word.
I don't know. I don't know what chapter.
Okay, in chapter 4 of 1 John. Amen. The Bible says, he that loveth not, knoweth not. God for not. Hold on, let me read that again. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. In verse 9 it says, in this we manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his, what? His only, that's right, it said his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Verse 10 it said, herein is, what's that word? Love. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the, what's that word? Propitiation. Yeah, I don't know good English. Amen. For our sins. Amen. Now you can be seated. As we look at verse 8, there's some things here that says, God is love. Because God is love, that we can be the children of God. God has imparted love to us. And in verse 9 it said that, verse 9 it had said that we have, because God first loved us, that we have been loved and forgiven so much. Amen. He loved us so much that he went to the cross for our sins. In verse 9 it says, in this we manifest the love of God toward us. The giving of God's only begotten Son is the fullest proof of the love of God. All that all men can find full mercy. Amen. You know, we can find full mercy with Jesus Christ. You know, this world has a bunch of other gods out there. Sister Kelly, you help me. How many gods is there that we discussed recently? It was over 10,000 gods or so. I forget now. We had a missionary come by our church recently and told us he goes to India where they set up these gods and they worship. They don't worship Jesus. They don't worship the God of the Bible, but they worship an image of God. Mm. Amen. But how many know today that we can serve Jesus Christ? Amen. Praise the Lord. And verse 10 it said, here is love, not that we love God, but he loved us. Our love to God did not indicate God to give his son. But he did. He gave his only son. He only had one son. How many know that? One knows that. Praise the Lord. He only had one son. The Mormons teach that God had two sons. God, Jesus Christ, and God the devil, they were brothers. That's a false teaching. Amen? That's the truth. And I preached at the nursing home this past Wednesday night. And after we had done the service and everything, and I came back to the pulpit, and I said, when you come to our services, I will not tell you a lie. I will tell you, you mean you want me to use this? Okay. I will not tell you a lie is what I had said. And I said, when you hear what come to our services, we will tell you the gospel truth. Amen. That's the way it's supposed to be. But we got so many false teachers, false everything out there that teaches us that we can live like the devil and still be saved. We cannot go where we want to go. Amen. All right, let's move on here. In the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 10, it says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. In Romans 6 and 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In Romans chapter 7 and verse 24, it says, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of this death? Amen. The word wretched means to be unhappy. Amen. You know, there's a lot of people out there today that are unhappy and they're missing something in this life. You know, the old country and western song says, looking for love in all the wrong places. How many when you was out there in sin remember that song?
Yep.
Anybody? Anybody that old?
Yep.
Amen. Brother Ty, I don't have a clue what I'm talking about. I'm going to preach to you today. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Amen. You know, we look at love to the beer bottle. That's somebody's love. That's somebody's life. I had an uncle who passed away recently, and from the moment he woke up to the moment he closed his eyes at night, that was his God. The beer bottle. Another God is cigarettes. How many know that? Amen. We have a church world now that's full of that. You know, we still think we can smoke and still be saved. That's not right. And I come to tell you the truth. That is not the ways of God. Amen. That's not our God. Our God died on the cross so we wouldn't have to do those things. He don't want you bound up with see it in your life. He don't want you to live, you know, needing something, but He wants you to live a pure, holy, separated, and sanctified life.
Amen.
Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. That's the Bible. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. But I want to tell you that sin is black. Amen. Sin wants to take you farther than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. The devil don't want you to live a boring Christian life, as he likes to sometimes come in our ear. Why do you do this? Why do you live like that? Why don't you do this or do that? But the devil is a liar. Amen?
Amen.
The devil brings nothing but destruction. Amen. He don't want you to live God. He don't want you to, you know, some people go to the bar and spend all their life there. But Jesus, how many can say Jesus?
Jesus.
Jesus. When we have troubles and trials, who do we call on? Do we call on the devil? Sure. Amen. But we call upon the name of Jesus because He is our only help. He came to make us free from sin.
Amen.
The story of Samson in the Old Testament. You know, my friend was at church last night. I think he talks a little bit about Samson too. And we, you know, he said, you know, Samson had a life, had a good life. One time, but the devil came in, and when the devil comes in, he comes in to seek and to fire what God wants to do in your life. He don't want you to have a victorious life, but he wants you to have a life in sunk down in his barrel of snakes, is what I like to call it. The devil wants to promise you a barrel of snakes. Amen. He don't want you to have what you can't have. But Jesus come to give you life that you can live everlasting life one day. Amen. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 28 it says, which ye my soul seek, but I find not. See, we look for things in life, but we never find them. But if we find Jesus today, that's all that matters. Nothing else in this life matters but Jesus Christ. In Luke 15, who's got the Bible? Who wants to read Luke 15? You got your Bible, Mr. Kelly? All right. Luke 15. Amen. Somebody say amen out there. Amen. You're still here. You ran off home. Amen. Amen. I think it's 8 and 9. Praise God.
Even that woman had a difference. If she needs more peace, she does not light a candle and sweep the house. And she builds it until she finds it. And she had found it, she called the friends and the neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found a piece that God has lost.
Amen. This woman here searched for 10 pieces of silver. Amen. She diligently looked for these 10 pieces of silver until she what? Found it. And that's what we got to do. We got to search until we find Jesus Christ. Amen. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9. Amen. Who wants to find that one? Chapter 9, verse 32. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good, ain't He? Amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9.
I have it.
Okay. I don't care who's got it.
As they went out, behold, they brought to Him a dummy possessed of the devil.
Okay. And this dumb man here was searching for the healer. You know, when we need a healing, we don't need to go to the doctor, okay? That's where, how many know that's where we go? Amen? We go to the doctor because we know they got pills or they can give us a surgery or yada, 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 and on, we can go with that. But if we search for the healer, said I would heal. Amen. How many's ever been healed? Anybody ever been healed? Just about everybody. Amen. And we look to Jesus, he can heal us. The doctor cannot give us what Jesus can give us. Praise God. Amen. In John chapter 5 and verse 1 and 10 through 10. Sister Michelle, you look like you're on fire back there. Why don't you read that?
I didn't hear where you were at.
John chapter 5. Amen. I think it's chapter verse 1 here.
And Jesus went up into Jerusalem. Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Now there is that Jerusalem by the chief harlot, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, by the five words. And these, they have great multitude of the book of people, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water.
Go to verse four and five.
For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then works
into the water of the water,
self skin was made whole of whatsoever he needed to get. And a certain man was that which had an infirmity of 30 and an infirmity in 30 for 38 years.
My. They had an infirmity 38 years. And verse 6 said, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been not a long time in it, that case, he said unto him, will thou be made whole? Verse 8 said, Jesus said, arise, take up thy bed, and walk. Amen. Jesus is the healer. Amen. This passage tells the story of a man laying at the pool of Bethesda. Amen. For 38 years. Amen. But then, verse 6 said, this man by the pool met up with who? With Jesus. When we meet up with Jesus, things are going to change. Amen. When we meet up with Jesus, what we were doing is going to change. If we was living a life of sin, and we meet up with Jesus, it's going to change. Amen. When I met up with Jesus, I changed. I didn't curse God no more when I got saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful when I meet up with the Master. He can change anything. Amen. Luke 15 tells us a story of a lost son. Amen. The son left daddy's house, and he went into that far country. And when that son in that far country found, did not satisfy him like what he had back home. You know, when we leave church, and we leave God's protecting hand, you know, we're not going to find it out here in the world. You know, the world promises us a lot of evil, corruption, and bad things. But when we're in the house of the Lord, we can have what Jesus wants us to have. Amen. You know, sin wants us to be down. The devil wants us to be down. But through Jesus, we can have eternal life. Statistics says, in the next 30 minutes, 29 teenagers will commit suicide. Amen. It also says that in the next 30 minutes, 23 teenage girls will have an abortion out of wedlock. Amen. In the next 30 minutes, 85 teenagers, normal, regular teenagers, will become drug addicts and alcoholics. But you say, why are they going to do this? It's because of sin. That's why we do these things. That's why the Bible says that Jesus can give us life through sin. In 1 John 3 and 4 it says, whosoever committeth sin also transgresses the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Amen. In Hebrews 1 and 9 it says, thou hast loved righteousness and and hated iniquity. God loves righteousness, but it also says God hates sin. Amen. Sin promises liberty, but breaks us slavery. Sin appears attractive, but deep inside is ugly. Sin appears to be right, but it's wrong. Sin appears to bring life, but it brings death. Amen. You know, that word, the world says to just have a good time and live it up. But if we choose Jesus, we don't have to do these things. Ain't that right? Amen. Eve, in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 6, says Eve just took a little bite. And look where that little box led her. Amen. The effects of sin just for one little bite. In Genesis 19 and 20, Lot's wife took a little look back. And what happened? Sin, she became a pillar of salt. Amen. When we look back and we just take a little from God. Amen. This is what happened. Amen. In Acts 5 and 1 through 11 tells the story of Ananias and Sapphira. They told a little lie and held back a piece of land from Peter. When they robbed God, they both were dead. Amen. When we take things that are not ours, sin and the joyfulness of sin, that's what happens. Amen. When we don't do what we're supposed to do, it happens. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Quiet this moment. But when we look to Jesus, He's our only help, church. There is no other help but through Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for me and you that we could have everlasting, eternal life. No other man died on the cross for me and you but Jesus. Amen? No one can do what Jesus can do. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful for what He has done in my life. Amen. If it weren't for Jesus, I'm not sure where I'd be. Amen. I'd probably be still an atheist, cursing God every day. But look what He did for me. Amen. Let's all stand this morning. We could. Praise God. Let's all come around the altar and kneel and spend some time in the season of prayer.
Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. We thank
Evangelist Tim, amen, for the word. Looking for love in all the wrong things. Amen. If you're a musician, amen, who plays drums, bass, guitar, amen, you got to know some of these songs, amen. But that's in the world, amen. We're in Christ, amen. We got to learn some new songs. Love lifted me when nothing else would help. Love lifted me, amen. We just thank God for the love of God, amen. Now we're going to change the order of the service, and we're going to go into our communion, amen. 1 Corinthians 11:23 says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus the same night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, Whosoever should eat this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that drinketh and eateth unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastised of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brother, when we come together to eat, tarry one for another, and if any man hunger, let him eat at home, then ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen. Let us gather to the altar, amen, to partake of the Lord's Supper.
I know it was the blood.
which is also the New Testament. Amen. We're going to drink the blood. Amen. And after they took the Lord's Supper, amen, the disciples went to the Mount Olives and they sang praises, amen. So as we go to our seats, amen, we will sing praises, amen. What can wash away all my sins? Nothing but the
here, amen, that so many people say, amen. Also,
September 18th, that is the third Sunday of this month. Amen. Don't forget, we're tag team preaching. The theme for that is the Lord is, and that comes out of Psalms 23. Amen. So I don't know what the Lord has prepared for both of you, amen, for that sermon, the Lord is, amen. Maybe we'll take you in a different route. Amen. We're going to tag team preach the third Sunday in December. If there are any other preachers that will be here, amen, we're tagging them along too. This is a tag team preaching, amen. We don't get to see that too often anymore, amen. Amen. We're going to have a good time, amen. We usually do it Easter Sunday, amen, because I don't like to, amen, preach by myself, amen. There's another word on Easter Sunday, amen, to preach, amen. So we usually do that Easter Sunday, but the Lord had dropped in my spirit to do this, amen. So the theme is, the Lord is, out of Psalms 23. Now, people have a different perspective of what the Lord is, amen. So we can't wait to hear, amen, what the word, thus saith the Lord, amen. If all hearts and minds is clear, amen, we're going to stand, amen.
Love somebody and tell them that you love them in Jesus' name. Amen.